Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You want to feel that zip under your butt.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
What's the matter, Landry?
Got some nuts in my mouth.
Usually I'm the one that tries to sneak a snack in during the breaks, but this time it was you. So say that again. What do you got in your mouth?
Nuts. Salty nuts.
Got a new intro for next week now.
Yeah, we do. We're all set for next week, Figgy.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
I don't need to say anything more than that.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It is Friday.
It is Friday. Ain't nothing like a Friday. It is also, what if you could do over some of the Texans' drafts of the past day?
It is. Is it too early for the Astros to make a statement day?
It is. Are the Rockets too cocky day?
It is also, what are the biggest money-making scams in America day? We're going to confess our love day to random athletes, and it's In the Loop episode 216.
Shout out to the 216.
Shout out to the 216, which happens to be the area code of where, Figgy Fig?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, shout out to Figgy's hometown. Oh, they get that. Dallas didn't get that. California didn't get that, that's but Cleveland right. gets the, what's it called? The Q's bomb?
The who?
I don't know, bro. What's it called?
What is you talking about?
What is that? What is that sound called?
Oh, the air horn.
What does Charlemagne call it?
Air horn?
He says, let me get a
Q's bomb. Clue. DJ Clue.
Oh, okay.
Drop one of Clue's bombs.
Yeah, I'm just showing my whiteness this week. It's Landry's gonna sound like a honky day.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
And you know what, John? I say this a lot. I feel like I've gotten so romantic when it comes to sports.
You're a big romantic guy.
I'm a romantic sports guy, and this is an unbelievable sports weekend. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We're going to finish the week strong. We promise. We want to hear from you. 713-572-4610. But not only do the Rockets begin the playoffs on Sunday, which we're going to get to in just a sec, because I heard Mike and Seth talking about the OG. I'm not going to speak for the OG. I'm going to let the OG speak for himself. But the Astros, I know it's early in the season. I know we're about 14 games into the season. But the Astros have a huge opportunity to make a statement early. I don't know if it's too early. We're actually going to ask James Ahedebo if you can make a statement this early in the season. Mm-hmm. But they're playing the hottest team in baseball, which also happens to be a team in their division. They're starting a road trip against AL West teams. If there's such a thing as making a statement in a significant series this early in the long baseball season, I think the Astros are beginning that tonight in Seattle.
Look, it's the hottest team in baseball. These guys are just it's really funny. It's a great story, early season story anyway, for the Mariners because, you know, they were contenders last year, but they kind of reset this past season, traded off a bunch of assets, got rid of a bunch of guys, let them go, and are playing like unbelievably well right now. They've got some guys that you've never heard of who are just crushing the baseball. Their first baseman has 5 home runs in a week, Vogelbach, and they just have some incredible bats right now. But you're right. How do you really make that early statement? Well, you sweep the Yankees at home and people will say, okay, well, but you lost 2 series before that. You go to Seattle, you play some late night games, and you knock the Mariners out.
I think teams can make statements early on that can carry them through. And yeah. I'll go back to one of the worst moments in the history of this show, since we are on episode 216. Mm-hmm. The first game the Texans played last year against the New England Patriots, and the loopholes, remember it? It hurt us all in the pocketbook. I went to Las Vegas. We lost $10,000 as a team to the New England Patriots, and I thought it was an opportunity for the Texans to make an early statement. I truly think if the Texans had gone on the road in New England against the team that Bill O'Brien had never beaten, against a team that Deshaun Watson was making his return against, against the best dynasty in the history of sports, not just the NFL, I think that the Texans, I think things could have been different last year because I think that was the one opportunity the Texans had to make that statement. And not only did it hurt us in the pocketbook, but I think in the big scheme of things, just looking back with the benefit of hindsight, I think we can say that was the moment where we should have known that the Texans weren't ready to take that next step last year, because it was a huge opportunity despite the fact it was just the first game of the year.
I think every team that's, you know, that ultimately is a contender or wins or doesn't win by a small margin can look back to one moment early in the season, or one series in this case early in the season, that maybe cost you. I mean, hey, let's look at the Rockets even.
Punting on Carmelo.
Bingo.
Punting on Carmelo.
Yeah, bingo.
The second they
would
punted
they be the
Carmelo.
Number two seed? Would they be the number one seed?
Exactly. Like, as soon as they punted on it, too. And that was the good thing. I'll give Maury credit. I think it was pathetic to bring Melo in the first place. And mm-hmm. I'll give Chris Paul and James Harden some of the blame there. But I think punting as early as they did, they made a statement that, okay, we tried this, but it's back to the core of what we do. It's back to business. And I think the second they did that, that's where we see the Rockets playing, despite the fact that they ended the season in heartbreak fashion. I think that's where we saw the Rockets, and that was their early season statement. It's us. We're running it back with our squad. We're gonna make some additions, but we're running it back, and punting on Melo was their early season statement.
I totally agree. Texans, Rockets, and of course now the Astros can make that early statement because it'll affect the standings greatly as well. If you're talking about a team that, like the Mariners, that now all of a sudden looks like they're going to be in it for a while. Yeah, this is something that they could look back at.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy, what'd you do last night? Because you got the house to yourself this weekend. What'd you do last night? What did you do that you wouldn't have done had Miss Figgy Fig been in town?
I actually recorded my podcast, Gems and Juice, last night.
Nice.
Since everybody going out of town this weekend.
Yeah.
So I recorded that. I was here till like 12:30.
Okay.
So I got home, I stayed up, watched a little TV.
Did y'all do my topic? Y'all didn't, did you?
We did.
Y'all
we did. Okay. Yep, yep.
Where did he rank? Because I said Master P is one of the top five most influential rappers of all time.
I said top three.
Okay, yeah.
One or two.
There you go.
Who are, real quick, who are the top three?
Jay-Z's got to be up there, right?
Yeah. Influential is the key word, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So nothing to do with the actual records, mm-hmm. just influential.
Hey, don't sleep on those No Limit records.
No, it was good.
Can I guess as an amateur?
Yeah.
I'll give you my top five as an amateur.
SPM.
Hold on.
South Park Mexican number one for Lopez.
Tupac?
Because
I'm thinking influential. Because he was the whole artist, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. He was just the artist, though.
Okay.
Master P was like a big time.
I think Master
person.
P's in there.
He was independent before it was cool
he
to be
started
independent.
He started a rap group. He yeah. impacted Cash Money, who took on a whole generation.
Jay-Z?
He had clothing, all
Jay-Z.
That.
Jay-Z's yeah. on the list?
Yeah.
Eminem?
Eminem, he is far as music.
Generational of cross-cultural rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, get a race car. I'm just
let's
saying.
let's let the people listen to the Gems and Juice.
Yeah, yeah,
I recommend
yeah.
that.
Subscribe to it.
Follow them on Twitter, too, and on Instagram, because Ryan Rocket and Figgy do a good job on that. Rockets opening the season on Sunday. And I gotta pat myself on the back. I don't like patting myself on the back that much.
Mm-hmm.
I lie. But... man, we just drive content around here. Around this town, I almost
isn't that
feel like,
something?
Yeah, I almost feel like there's In the Loop from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 610, and then there's all the In the Loop post shows. I feel like every time after we get off the air, it's just a constant post show. All across the city, it's a constant post show. And I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Pat.
But this morning, Mad Radio was talking about a topic that we got into yesterday with mm-hmm. Wade Smith. And shout out to Wade Smith, Paul Gallant, and Trap Johnson for a great Game of Thrones
looks
watch
like it,
party.
Right?
Yeah, I don't even like Game of Thrones, or I don't watch Game of Thrones. And I checked out that watch party, and it looked great. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't even need to watch the show to enjoy and feel the passion that they have for that show. But we got into it yesterday, and we talked about how the hell are you going to miss some of the Rockets playoff game
mm-hmm.
so you can watch Game of Thrones. And it became a popular topic to the point which
all over
Seth
town.
Payne sounded off. Restate your original thought on whether or not you should not watch the Rockets' first playoff game instead of season one of the final season,
right.
or episode one of the final season of Game of Thrones.
I'll paraphrase it, but basically I said, if you choose Game of Thrones over the Rockets, I question just how true a fan you are for the Rockets. Because me personally, when my teams are playing, I'm talking about my hardcore, you know, teams that I am a hardcore fan of, I choose them over everything.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my statement.
Yeah, that's a statement. I think it's fair. I think sports are made to watch live and TV shows are meant for DVR, but mm-hmm. to each his own. And Seth Payne, the former great Houston Texan, Jacksonville Jaguar, Ivy League educated, and a Game of Thrones stan. That's what the kids say these days, right, Figgy?
Yeah.
Stan, shout out to Eminem in that song. Seth took exception with you, and this is what he had to say.
Look, honestly, John comes off sounding like kind of a psychotic spouse. Work late? Hell no.
Yes.
It's mere your job. That's the kind of spouse that destroys careers. John is basically saying you can only be a true fan of the Rockets if that's your paramount above all entertainment option. Okay. What if there were an Astros game at the same time? What if the Astros are taking on the Red Sox or the Yankees?
I did not say that. I did not say that.
Thank you,
Figgy. I did not say that, okay? They took me way out of context here.
Do you feel violated a little bit?
I feel
like... Do you feel like just a little bit violated by your teammates?
I feel like Kristen Cavallari.
We'll get into that. You're damn right we're going to get into that.
I feel like Mike and Seth just went full Jay Cutler on me and violated me here. Because what I... Now, I will say this. If I said a true fan, now the wording probably should have been better. I should have said you're not as true a fan as you think you are, and I will stand by that. Because they're saying that I am saying Game of Thrones, you know, I don't watch it, so therefore I disqualify myself. No. I said multiple times, including with Sean, who disagreed with me, and when it's fine to disagree with me. I'm just saying don't take it completely out of context like you did, because what I said was I get how deep the passion runs for Game of Thrones. My example would be Mad Men. I mean, I wasn't going to miss Mad Men for anything. The Newsroom, I wasn't going to miss The Newsroom for anything. So that would have been my, like, Game of Thrones. So I get it. So it's not like, oh, you know, that stinks, you got to pick the Rockets. No, I'm saying I question how true a fan you are if that's what you pick over the Rockets, because it's not an either or. It's a where does your deepest loyalty lie? And that's what I think.
It's that simple, but that didn't stop them from continuing. I think you carried a whole segment with the wrath of Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne.
You don't even someone doesn't even have to watch, let's say, the first quarter if they don't want to.
What?
Rockets Jazz game one. The next day, you'll probably have a pretty good feel for what happened between the Rockets and Jazz.
Plus, I'm so over don't bum my yum or something like that. Somebody just has an arbitrary feeling about, like, oh, well, no, that thing that you like, it's not okay for you to like it.
Mike Meltzer just said you don't have to watch the first quarter. I would expect that from Mike in Friendswood or Mike in Pasadena on line 1-713-572-4610. But Mike Meltzer, Mr. Sense of Sports.
I need you to shut the hell up for the immediate future.
One of my sports pulses, the guy that nerds out more than anybody in sports, says you don't have to watch the first quarter? Mm-hmm. What is the world coming to, John?
Well,
what is the world coming to?
And as for what if the Astros were playing? Look, let's say the game two pitching matchup in Seattle is going to be Justin Verlander against Felix Hernandez.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh.
I would pick the Rockets, and there's one reason why. It's one word. Why do you think? What word do you think that is?
Pup, 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 pup. Playoffs.
Playoffs, and that's the key element that has been.
Playoffs.
Yes, playoffs, Figgy. Because that's the element that I think is being glossed over here. To me, playoffs. I mean, I don't care. It's the freaking playoffs, and it's your team. I'm picking that over Verlander Hernandez.
And I'm really down on society. I don't want to get too deep here. I'm going to go John Feinstein. I'm going to go John Feinstein here. We live in a sad world where we live in a society where people act like it's impossible to avoid spoiler alerts because they can't put their phones down for just an hour. Whatever happened to the finer days in life when we were able to set the phone down and actually enjoy our lives? People act like it's impossible. Set the damn phone down. Watch Game of Thrones later. Good Lord, I can't believe this. I'm driving me crazy, people, but much love to Mike and Seth. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Hope you enjoy your show as well, because you won't be alone. It's a very popular show, so to each his own. We are 10 shows away, John Lopez, from the Texans draft. And in the spirit of those 10 shows, the OG John Lopez, who's been covering sports in town for 30 years, is going to revisit the Texans' 10 biggest draft regrets. We're going to do that next.
I did not say that, okay?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.